Whereas Uber's traditional service across the Philadelphia region is licensed limo drivers you can summon with the tap of a smartphone, UberX drivers are pre-screened average Joes using their own cars to make an extra buck.
An alternative to using a taxi, UberX is 10 to 50% cheaper than a taxi fare, and it's a lot safer and easier to use.
John Feldman is Uber's general manager for the Philly area, but the issue of ride-sharing in Philadelphia itself is a touchy subject. A similar service, Sidecar, was booted out of town last year since the local regulator, the Philadelphia Parking Authority, considered it an illegal taxi service.
All the other major cities in the U.S. except for Philly, where Uber operates, have UberX, and so we're working with the PPA and hopeful that we can, you know, modernize the regulations to provide the same options to citizens of Philly.
That is news to Jim Nye, who heads up the PPA division that regulates taxis and limos.
There's law in place for us to ensure that taxi cab and limousine service is done in an effective way and a legal way, and these guys are just not, they're not applying for these rights, and they don't have rights to offer this type of service.
For now, UberX can drop off passengers in Philadelphia, but that's it. Nye says a trip from South Jersey into the city is an interstate commerce issue that the parking authority can't interfere with. Uber hopes customers will rally behind the new service as the company pushes for friendly regulatory changes. Until this Wednesday, people in South Jersey can get up to 5 free rides on UberX. I'm Zach Seward, WHYY News.